Hello, Dave the drummer. We are from the Austrian electronic music community called Southbeat, and we want to ask you a few questions. Let's talk a little bit about your DJ career. How did it start? And maybe you can give us some dates and what happened in the past years.
Well, I started DJing in 1998. I started making electronic music or making techno records seriously in 1994, and I actually started playing live first of all, because I was kind of a producer as opposed to a DJ, and I was working with a group of DJs, the Liberator DJs, you know, Chris and Julian and Aaron, who are part of the Stay Up Forever collective now. And they came to my studio originally, and we started writing tracks together, and I became the Stay Up Forever live act, and I was playing live with lots of equipment at the time, and slowly just sort of slipped into DJing because I was buying the records and playing music at home, and people started asking me if I would DJ rather than play live, because it was, so in some clubs it's not possible to play live, there's not always the space for the equipment and that kind of thing, and also it's a bit cheaper.
So what setup did you use first when you played live?
Well, when I used to play live, it used to be like an enormous amount of equipment, you know. I mean, now it's just a laptop, really. But then, I mean, I used to have to take a full computer with a screen, you know. Two or three synthesizers. I think I had a Pro One and a Monopoly, two 303s, a 909, and then a mixing desk and some effects and a sampler. So it was quite a lot of equipment, you know, back then. You know, it was a pretty good set, I have to say. You know, it sounded quite good, you know, because I had all the original equipment, you know. But now it's pretty much just a laptop. But I kind of got into playing records because taking all that equipment out of the studio as well is just a total hassle. So I love playing records as well. So
what can you say? What was your breaking point when you started DJing?
It just kind of happened. I think basically people saw my name on the records. I think that's always been the most important factor, you know, for me. I think for any DJ, especially now, if people see your name on the records, then they get a bit more interested in who you are and what you're doing, and also it defines your sound, you know. It really lets people know what kind of music you're going to make, you know, what kind of music you're going to play. So I slowly started getting gigs with Chris Liberator. We started going out and playing together, and I started playing in Canada and the US, and, you know, doing sort of small gigs in Europe and things like that, just basically following on from what Chris had already done. And slowly it just turned into my own thing, if you know what I mean. But I think really sort of the way that it really got started was because of my name, having my name on the records, you know, that really, really made a big difference.
Okay, your style when you started DJing, was it already techno or...?
When I actually started playing records as opposed to playing live, when I was playing live, obviously, I was only playing my own productions. And when I was playing records, obviously I play records, you know, so playing all kinds of different music. And I was really into Marco Carola and the sort of Robert Hood and sort of minimal stuff that was around at the time, which was really weird because my actual music I was making was like hard acid, you know, so there was this sort of weird kind of weird sort of mixture going on. But I think as it kind of progressed, I got into playing more, you know, things, more of my own productions and more of my own sort of style, and that's why when Hydraulix, my record label, came along and I started making more kind of techno style productions, that's when my DJing career started to really work, you know, because I was playing my own productions and you know, really sort of giving it my own sound, you know. So now, like, my style has really gone from playing a lot of like early sort of old school acid techno to playing much more sort of new techno, European techno, I would say, yeah, that kind of sound.
Okay, you already owned two labels, and you are planning to open a new label on which you want to produce electro house and minimal stuff, is this right?
That's right, that's true, yeah. I mean, it's a bit of a weird one because I'm kind of trying not to talk about it too much. It's tricky. I don't want it to be sort of too associated with the name Dave the Drummer because I don't want that to put people off, you know, because I know that on the minimal and electro house scene, if anybody sees a record with Dave the Drummer written on it, they're just going to immediately assume it's hard techno and it's not go anywhere near it. So I really want to try and make a fresh start. But the new label is going to be called Mutate to Survive. And everything is ready, actually, for the label. The artwork is just about ready to go. All the tracks are ready. I've got some fantastic tracks lined up to release. And up until last week, we had a distribution deal in place with Intergroove. But unfortunately, Intergroove have now gone. The Intergroove UK side of Intergroove has now gone bust. So we're back to not quite back to square one, but we're looking for another distribution deal now and running through a lot of different ideas about what we're going to do with this label. Really going to try and put it in a completely different direction to all the other labels that we've done previously. We're possibly trying to include some video artists and start making videos for the tracks, and releasing everything, kind of videos and tracks together at the same time, and you know. And I think embrace the digital market much more as well, you know, start really selling MP3s directly from our own websites, you know. So, that's kind of the plan. So far it's going pretty well, but it's slow and it's an awful lot of work to get the label started, you know. So, but Mutate to Survive, watch this space.
So why do you plan to change your style of music?
Well, no, not really. Like I said, you know, when I first started DJing, I was playing a very, very minimal music. I mean, that's always what I've been into. I mean, I think a lot of techno DJs will probably agree that the original techno sound was very minimal, you know, when it started. And it's slowly grown into kind of, you know, there wasn't any hard techno, you know, 10 years ago. It didn't exist, you know. So it's slowly kind of grown into that. And I think now the minimal scene is just—it's just an obvious kind of like direction where people are just going back to the roots of techno, really. And I really like it. It doesn't mean I'm going to change my style. If people book me as Dave the Drummer, I'm going to come and play a normal Dave the Drummer type set. You know, I'm not going to turn up in a hard techno club and try to play electro house. Because, you know, people don't like it, you know. I mean, I wouldn't go to an electro house club and try and play Schranz, you know what I mean? Equally, people wouldn't like it. So, you know, I'm not going to change my style, but I would like to have an extra thing to do, you know. I'm already looking at doing some gigs under my real name, Henry Cullen, and maybe trying to explore that a little bit, you know. I don't want to confuse people, but at the same time, you know, I really love the music, so I'd like to try and get into that if I can, you know, so we will see.
So you really love the music, you said. What do you hear when you are private? Something
Sorry?
Like this. What do you hear when you are in your room? So you said.
What do I listen to when I'm at home? This is it, really. I mean, that's kind of where it's come from because I don't really listen to very much hard techno at home. You know, I mean, obviously, I produce a lot of techno and a lot of harder techno and obviously I'm listening to that, you know, all the time when I'm in the studio working. So when I've got time to sort of really relax, I really listen to something else, you know. I mean, I listen to hard techno in the clubs and I listen to it in the studio all the time, so it's really nice to relax and listen to just, I mean, I still love electronic music, you know, and I love techno, but I can't listen to sort of really banging stuff, you know, when I'm just sitting around, you know, reading or, you know, something like that. So that's really where it's come from, you know. It's just a love for music, really, you know. I mean, I love listening to electronic music, but it's nice to listen to things that are a little bit more chilled, a bit slower, you know, a bit more interesting to listen to at home. So, yeah, I mean, I listen to all kinds of different stuff, you know, all kinds of different stuff. I've had my rock phase a little while ago. Really listening to lots of rock music, but I'm kind of back into electronic music again now. So,
so in Europe, we have actually, I think, three scenes. The first is minimal and electro. The second is in the south, electro house. And the third is all over, hard techno and trance. What do you think about this? And
well, yeah, I mean, they don't really cross over much, do they? I mean, that's the thing. Those styles of music, like I said, you know, you can't really go to an electro house club and play hard techno. But
I think techno turned into hard techno. And so what do you think about the developing of techno?
Or where it's going, you mean? Blimey. I mean, that's just such a big question, isn't it? I really don't know. I mean, you know, I talk about this a lot on the internet, actually, on the forums, on the Blackout Audio website. I quite often go on the forum there, and that's the question that everybody's always asking. Where is it going now? I don't know. I really, really don't know. I mean, I think techno is becoming a very underground form of music again. You know, the more minimal side of things, yeah, maybe that's really big at the moment, but I don't think it's going to last forever. You know, it's not going to change the world. You know, I mean, it'll just stay big for a while and go small again, like all styles of music do. I think that essentially dance music as a whole, it's pretty much our generation and the new, younger generation of people, really. I mean, in England, definitely, younger kids are more into rock music now than they are into electronic music. A lot of venues are closing. Well, a lot of clubs are changing back from being a rave club to going to being a rock venue now. And it's funny because when I was in a rock band 10 years ago, all the clubs were changing and becoming rave clubs, and now they're all changing back. You know.
So you started as a rock star?
Yeah, I started as a drummer in a rock band. You know. Wow. So
that's why you're called Dave the Drummer.
The Drummer, that's right. That's where the name comes from. Yeah. So yeah, it's a bit strange, really, that it's working like that. But I was talking to a friend of mine the other day, and I was really thinking that it's just going to go the same way as traditional music, like rock and roll, jazz and classical and anything else. You know, it becomes a massive world-changing form of music when it's new and it's fresh. And then slowly, as the music gets older and people get used to it and there's more and more and more of it and the ideas get used up, it just settles down into being like a niche, you know, like into just being like a style that people accept that they're used to. And I think that seems to be where dance music is going at the moment, where it's heading, which I think is a good thing, you know. I mean, I think almost people seem slightly desperate at the moment, where everybody wants to try and rekindle the old fire of 1989 and bring back the raves from 10 years ago and all that. And actually, it's bullshit. They were great then, and now is now. And this is where we are now. And I think it's just a case of accepting that and learning how to work with it, rather than trying to push against it and try and create something that isn't really there anymore. You know, it's like, I mean, 12, 15 years ago in England, rave was everywhere, you know. It's like every single person was going out raving at the weekend, you know, and there were like 10,000 people going out to some underground party with some DJ that no one's ever heard of playing, you know. And that just doesn't happen anymore. But it's okay, you know. It's not the end of the world. I mean, I think it's just a case of people being realistic and being careful about the way that they organise their events and, you know, doing smaller clubs, smaller nights, and making that work, you know. So when
it's going to the underground again.
It is, basically. Yeah, that's what I'm saying, really.
Although on the other side, electronic music is... Yeah, on the other side, electronic music is turning... you can hear it on MTV or Viva like that. And
exactly. I mean, people hear it every single day of their lives. You know, it's not a big thrill anymore. It's not particularly anarchic anymore. And you know, that's basically what it is. But that doesn't mean that it's crap. You know, it's still really, really good music coming out, you know. I think it just means that people got to be a little bit more realistic about the way they look at it, you know.
Okay, I have a last question. What are your future plans of gigs, and maybe do you play in the future in Austria?
I have got a gig coming up in Austria, actually, funny enough, on the 16th of December with Chris Liberator playing in Linz, I think. And as far as the future goes, well, the near future, I mean, I'm hellishly busy now. This is the busiest time of the year for me, you know. For other DJs, for more commercial DJs, it's probably the summer for, you know, like all the festivals and Ibiza and all that kind of thing. But I don't really do that. So the winter, it seems to always get the busiest for me around Christmas. So I've got a lot of gigs in December and next year. I'm trying to concentrate on, like I said, trying to do Dave the Drummer gigs and trying to do some gigs as Henry Cullen, playing more electro and minimal. And I'm sort of, what I'm doing at the moment is doing two gigs in one club, where I'll play like a hard set in the main room and then a more minimal set in the small room, you know. And I'm trying to get promoters into that idea at the moment.
Okay, I want to thank you for the interview and good luck and have fun for your gig afterwards.
Thank you very much.